Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
All right, because I'm absolutely desperate to get my lips around this mayonnaise cocktail. We're starting Cocktail Corner now. It's 5:30. You're tuned into the Thursday Drive Show with Half Queen. And we have the iconic, high achieving, actually, Michelle Wiley in here to talk to me about her comedy festival show, which is next week. And we're also going to make a cocktail and just have a bit of a yarn. Wait, I should probably turn your microphones on. How's it going?
So good to be here. So good to have this high school reunion with you.
Yeah, we went to high school together, which was a news flash to me. What is that? What it's called? A news flash?
It is called a news flash.
Yeah. I was like, wait, this sweetie looks familiar.
But you remember?
Yeah, it's all coming back to me. But I was in, like, you know in some high schools when they put people in classes according to, like, their intelligence level? I was a little bit further down. Anyway, Michelle, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. It is weird being the one who remembers someone else and, like, you're like, I can't place you. But
no, we've placed each other.
Yeah,
I've placed you.
We're all
you.
Good now.
Awesome. And you are in here to talk to me about a little show that you've been working on.
Yes, it is called Michelle Wiley Is Who She Says She Is.
Well, isn't that funny that we had this exact moment just mere minutes ago where I was like, Michelle Wiley, who is she? And now look.
Yeah, it happens. Wow. It happens so much. I made my show about it. So
banging.
Yeah.
And your show. I was just going to ask you off air what even is the process of making a comedy show. I feel like I'm quite like steeped in the different art forms and process and how that stuff. But comedy to me is such this crazy thing that I think is incredible, and I really love it.
Totally.
Tell me about a process. Like, what even? Because it comes across as very effortless.
Yeah, it
period.
Has to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell
I'm
me
amazing.
More.
It is effortless. I just got on stage last night and they were like, do a show in the Comedy Fest.
Well, and now look, you've even got a little BFM press slot. What is your comedy like for the listeners who aren't, well steeped?
Someone told me very early on my jokes were dumb jokes for smart people. And I was like, I will use that for the rest of my life.
Okay.
So dumb jokes for smart people, that's where I am. And the process of comedy is like you sit down, you write a bunch of jokes and you test them on stage. It's like very different from other art forms because you can't practice by yourself. You have to practice in front of people.
It's an energy thing, right?
Yeah. And so you just practice, you figure out how to write a joke, then you figure out how to write another joke and then combine them and then do an hour.
Oh my God, it's kind of like DJing actually.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You can't actually gauge the energetic vibe or like how you are meshing together as one because you need each other.
Point. I love that.
Awesome.
Beautiful philosophy corner.
Slay. This is what it is, the philosophy corner. We are about to drink something that's ghastly. But actually, let me not judge it. I'm not too sure. But anyway, shout outs to Best Foods Mayo because they've been the awesome sponsor for the Comedy Festival for a few years now. And we're going to put some, Michelle is actually going to put some mayonnaise into a drink. Listeners, if you're listening, text me 53951 what sort of cocktail you would make with mayonnaise. Because I want to see if we're going to make something similar. And I honestly don't know if I could do it.
All right.
Such a good challenge.
Here's what we're going to do is we're going to sip the vodka, the vanilla vodka.
What is it called when you're just free, it's free flowing from the bottle. You're not actually, there's no measurements.
I grew up in a big family. I know exactly how to measure the exact amount of
Let's
liquid.
Fucking go, Michelle, period.
And so I did have a look online whether there were actually any mayonnaise-based cocktails. And a lot of it was just AI slop that came up. But it was hilarious looking. Like these recipes were like, yes, put a duck egg, boil a duck egg, put it in a glass, put some mayo in it, and put some unspecified liquor in it. Enjoy.
Oh, it's like a little bit like Russian or something.
Yes, exactly. And then I was like, okay, what else? Like lateral thinking, what else can we do?
Mm.
We're going to do what is a cocktail with heavy cream, and I'll just replace the heavy cream.
With like the same amount?
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are we shaking it or anything? I'm sort of scared.
No, I'm going to...
No, we're just stirring it.
We're just stirring. Look, it's poured. It looks like Coke in a glass right now.
Yummy.
It looks like Coke in a glass.
It does, eh?
Which looks safe.
Yeah.
But then someone brings out the Best Foods real mayonnaise.
Which is actually, by all accounts, very delicious and yummy.
Yes. In the right context.
Exactly. And maybe even in this context.
It might be. Look, do we want to try this now?
Just I think add the mayo.
Before we put mayo in it.
Yeah, palate.
And I think, no, right. I reckon just shove it in.
To be fair, I have to say that mayo that isn't Best Foods mayo or Kewpie mayo, shit.
Shit.
Love Kewpie mayo.
Love Kewpie mayo. But that's like a whole other flavor profile. This is about Best Foods mayo. And if you want a classic mayo, it's this. If you have other mayo, for example, I don't know, just brand mayo. Home brand mayo? Well, I don't know what they call it.
Wow, slandering. Slandering.
You did not.
No, I haven't.
The eater. I did not read up on your mayo brands.
Fanatieri. I had Countdown mayo one time and it was really bad.
Oh. It was disgusting.
Okay, well, as the sweetie Michelle's going to put in the mayonnaise, if you just tuned in, we are doing Cocktail Corner, which is really awesome and exciting. And Michelle Wiley
sound
is...
of the mayo.
Oh, yuck.
The smell
Wait,
as well.
Can you take it back up to the mic and do some like ASMR, like stirring?
Just what you want in your cocktail.
Yum. Far out. This is going to be awesome.
I hate myself right now.
I think you're going to have to stir quite vigorously for it to mix, right?
We had different visions. I think I was just going to plop it in.
Oh, like a dollop.
Oh, yeah, like a dollop cream. Of cream. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
sick.
Yeah.
You're a sick freak.
Yep. Well, look. That
and
way...
that's on Comedy Month.
And comedy. Maybe if this is yummy, you can... they can serve it at your show.
I think they should, yeah. I think it will be my signature cocktail for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Honestly, also shout out Best Foods Mayo for
you're
being such
okay.
a loyal sponsor
oh, yeah.
to the New Zealand Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
If you could see...
No, but
been...
here's the thing. As a scoop, it doesn't look that bad.
A whole table... As a heaped tablespoon.
As an idea, it's terrible, but like...
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got some on the edge there.
You, and okay. What the hell am I meant to do with that?
Yeah, I know. I, the presentation is
so
awful.
If we're not mixing it in, I guess there's a chance that I might not even be able to taste it.
Genuinely, this was my hope.
Oh, I see. You were, okay, it wasn't giving suffering. Awesome.
No. I mean, okay. I will mix it now that you've said it.
Just no, please don't.
Not yours. I'll mix mine just for the bit to see what it tastes like. There we go.
Oh, now well, I think I should
you.
Do the bit.
Okay.
Shout outs to Michelle Wiley. Your show is who Michelle Wiley is who she
See,
says
that
she
really
is.
Does smell like mayo.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's on next week, the 20th to the 24th of May at The Classic, which is fucking iconic for a debut solo comedy show. The Sweetie has nailed the season, so it must mean that they're very fucking good.
Yeah, I am.
So if you're listening to this and you want to have a big laugh, a chuckle and a really fucking awesome time. Do you know what time it is?
Like 6:45.
Early birds.
Early
stuff.
Birds. Go have a happy hour dinner at Coco's, then come to my show and then party later on.
There is a happy hour at Coco's. I forgot about
there
that.
There is. Someone what day of the week? Tuesday.
Sorry, we're all yelling over each other. Someone has said, go with a Best Foods prawn cocktail and bubbles.
Yes. Yeah, is a good idea. I looked at prawn cocktails. I also looked at, I was like, can I do a pickle cocktail with mayo? And then I was like, we're going to go the other way and go hyper sweet, see if that cancels it out.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, without further ado,
cheers.
Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Is this drink as good as...
No, because I jiggled it around and now it's kind of mixed and so it's a bit weird.
Oh my God, I'm really scared. Have you tried
terrible.
It?
Terrible.
Okay, I'm trying it.
Oh, you know what? Actually not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I think it's because the mayo's
not mixed
in. No,
because I think
in.
The mayo adds like a bit of like creaminess. No, you
Something's
know what?
I can't
you.
Believe
in
you.
In chef terms, umami.
Ooh,
umami. That's one of the five major flavor profiles.
Mayonnaise.
Umami, actually.
I thought it was what made
umami.
Umami.
Well, that's actually not as bad as I thought. I think if it was mixed, are you going to mix
I'm
it?
I'm
going to
mix it.
Okay,
I'm going to go for
go.
It. Oh,
I mixed it
I
by swiveling
this.
It.
I feel a little bit sick. I think I'm...
Also, shout out to my mum who just messaged me being like, having fun on cocktail hour? Question mark?
I love that it's
Which
cocktail hour.
Sounds yeah, to my mother, cocktail corner is cocktail hour.
Cocktail
as it should be.
Every night is cocktail hour.
Okay, someone has also suggested something. Maybe tomato juice, gin, and mayo.
Oh,
that
look.
Makes sense. I can't look at that. It'll make me throw up.
So Michelle has done a full stir of the mayo into the cocktail.
It's
and
not incorporated.
It looks like vomit. But does
it
taste better than vomit?
It's, all the mayonnaise has separated and floated to the top.
Turns out
it's chemistry
will...
Oh, it's actually not that bad. It's not
Wait,
that bad.
Is it?
You're so right.
Oh, no.
That's a textural nightmare.
Oh, yucky, scrappy.
That is horrific texture-wise, but flavour-wise,
I
got to
say, you did take a huge gulp and you got lots of chunks of mayo in there.
Well, no, because I wanted to give it the best chance possible. It was bad.
Are you sure you don't want to try it?
Texturally, it's so bad. Flavour profile-wise, it's fine.
I'm stunned that I've come up with this.
But it feels like drinking vomit.
No.
No.
Do you know what we need? We need one of those like handheld blenders that you just like into the thing.
Yes.
A handheld zhuzh.
Like a milk frother.
Yeah. Handheld. A milk frother.
Milk
exactly.
Frother is a great idea. I love this. So truffle mayo next. Truffle mayo truffle and vodka next.
I could be interested. Truffle is like the one.
But
thing
you know what?
Hate.
Drinking it around the mayo, delish.
Yeah. Because what is it? We've got absolute vanilla vodka, Kahlua coffee liqueur. Because I actually realised we didn't describe what was in it. And then Best Foods.
An open jar of Best Foods mayonnaise.
Yeah, was there like some sort of like extra sauciness of what was like?
I don't know if the umami you were tasting was like the tuna bits that my fiance left in the mayo jar.
It might have been.
And that's awesome. For the sweeties that have just tuned in. This is Michelle Wiley serving me the most disgusting cocktail I've ever drank in my life, but actually
You're welcome.
Too bad. What can people expect from the show without ruining it?
Ooh, so it's a bunch of stories about how I keep getting mistaken for different people or stuff like that. Yeah, it happens all the time. I have one of those faces.
Who's your biggest mistaker?
Okay, I'll tell you the really complimentary one, which doesn't come up in the show, but some people have come up to me and said that I look like a poor woman's Jodie Comer.
That's we love her.
Yep. And I'm like, oh, that poor woman.
Love that.
Isn't that terrible?
No. So if you want to go see Jodie Comer 2.0,
hell yeah,
at the Comedy Fest,
she's a lot funnier this time.
Next, is it Thursday, the 20th of May? Have I made
Tuesday
that up?
20th to Saturday 21st.
Awesome.
24th.
Amazing. At the Classic. If you know, if you head along, please, it's giving glowing reviews. I'm definitely trying to come to that. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be a great night as well, because there's my friend Itai is on after me, and then my other mate Joel is on right afterwards. So you could genuinely just spend 3.5 hours at the Classic Studio, watch some of the best comedy you've ever seen. So, yeah.
Can you do a 3-for-1 sort of deal with tickets?
Oh, no, you can't. But that would have
been. They should have
genius.
Thought about that.
What if you just get tickets to the first one and don't move?
I think that I would love to see. I would love for you to try that.
Maybe I will.
But don't tell Scott that I said that.
You can also make your money back by taking as many jars of Best Foods mayo home. That's what I did last weekend. I got my year's supply. 4 jars.
Beautiful.
4 jars. Like, can we buy tickets to the Comedy Fest and beat Shaq's 4 jars? I reckon I could do a solid 7.
Where would you put them?
Yeah, where are you going to put them?
I have pockets.
Well, now that you know, you can take a tote bag and be prepared.
That's a great point.
True.
Because there's just literally a whole thing of them just like sitting there.
Yeah, okay. 4 jars. 4 jars is a pretty humble bar.
Period.
Next week you can text in how many jars you stole.
You fit in your butt.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Excellent reunion special.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, you go.
Interrupt. God, I'm not good at radio. Do you have any musical requests? I'd love to play a song for you.
Oh, a song? I was thinking about this. My favourite New Zealand bands at the moment, Lips.
Yes.
Huge. Yes. Okay.
The Beths and Darts. So.
Oh my God, the Beths are literally queued up, so we'll get you a little Beths moment.
Perfect.
But shout outs to you. And if you're listening, make sure you get down to the Comedy Fest. I think it's on until the end of May, isn't it? Like a May-long sort of experience.
Yeah, 24th of May is the final night of shows, and
Comedy
then it's
Fest, New Zealand Music Month.
Incredible. It's all going, and you should all definitely go out and support your local comedian, your local band, your local DJ, your local promoter, and yeah, just have fun and spend your money.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Amazing.
You're fucking awesome.
Amazing night.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.